Would you turn with me this evening to Psalm 42? I just want to share with you tonight some meditations that over in the prayer room one evening the Lord began to move my heart with. I want to share those with you as a church. I hadn't intended on mentioning this scripture, but in the New Testament it says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. One of the things I appreciate about Pentecost is folks get aggressive in taking the initiative in seeking the Lord. That's why I love to hear a prayer meeting before church where folks begin to seek the Lord, not only for themselves, but for that service. Amen. Psalm 42, could you stand for the reading of God's word? Verse 1 says, as the hart, the deer, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Aren't you glad the psalmist allowed us a glimpse into his own soul? This is really personal stuff. Verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Listen, I love this. For I shall yet. That one three-letter word, I yet. Things don't look good now, but I shall yet. I don't know where God is right now, but I shall yet. Things are pretty despairing right now, but I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh, hallelujah. I want to reread the one verse here before I do. Many believe this is when David was on the run from insurrection, been ran out from his palace, the house of God in Jerusalem, ran into the wilderness. Can't get back, not just to his home, he can't get back to the house of God to worship. I want you to pay attention to verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about soul thirst. Soul thirst. Verse 1 says, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God. Soul thirst. Father, we thank you for this service. Lord, sometimes you help us in spite of ourselves, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for the way you encourage and strengthen and speak. Lord, continue to speak through your word. Challenge us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Lord, to call upon you while you're near. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. In this passage of Scripture, this is an analogy of a body deprived and needing water. But I suppose we could use a similar analogy of being deprived, we as humans being deprived of and needing air. Andrew's been going through this thing of trying to see how long he can hold his breath. That's part of the stall for going to sleep program every night. But see how long he can hold his breath. So some nights he wants me to time him. And the other night he was lying in bed. He said, Dad, time me. He held his breath. He was lying there real still at first. And then his eyes started to bug and he turned red. And then he started jerking. And then he started doing this and this. Then he jumped out of bed. I like to tell him he was depleting. Jumped out of bed, was marching around like this. And what antics. What man? You know why he's doing that? He was being starved for oxygen. His body was crying for oxygen, for air. Have you ever thought that sometimes the strange feelings you've been having, those upheavals in your soul, those disturbing thoughts, maybe those erratic emotions, Have you ever thought that maybe that purposelessness or boredom, you're suddenly feeling those just strange antics of your soul are in fact symptoms that your soul is thirsty for God? Have you ever thought that those desperate thoughts you've been thinking, or that extreme weariness you've been having, or that deadness on the inside, or that restlessness that's been going on in your life, have you ever stopped to think that all of that was that your soul has been deprived and is needing and is desirous of the presence of God? Soul thirst. You know, I notice in these verses, first of all, that thirst is a need. Now, I know I'm stating the obvious, but thirst is a need. We know that in the analogy. Verse 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. He pants after the water brooks because he needs the water. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. I pant after God because I need God. As the hart needs water, I need God. As water is a necessity to my body, God is a necessity to my soul. Hallelujah. You can live quite a few days without food, but you can't live long without water. Water is an absolute necessity for the body. And God is an absolute necessity for the soul. I suppose I could have looked it up, but when I think of thirst, I just wrote down thirst is when the tissues of our body are crying out for that which they must have. When the tissues of our body are crying out for that which they must have. And if we could take that to our spiritual man, thirst is when the fabric of our souls is crying out for what the soul must have. We must have God. Amen. Our soul is the part of us that gets spiritually thirsty. And that part of us that gets spiritually thirsty is the part of us that'll never die. It's the eternal part of us. And so when the eternal part of us gets thirsty, it's that eternal part crying out to God for that which gives us spiritual life, spiritual energy, spiritual strength, spiritual hope, spiritual healing. Even our soul gets thirsty for God. Hallelujah. Now I want to say, many people have done this, and we must not confuse not wanting God with not needing God. Some people say, I don't want God, therefore I must not need him. Just because you think you don't want God doesn't mean you're not spiritually thirsty, because you're spiritually thirsty because you need God, whether you say to yourself you want him or not. Amen. Why was this heart, this deer, thirsty? Why was he thirsty? I thought of numerous reasons. Maybe it was like Oklahoma and Texas right now. Maybe it was a time of drought. Have you ever had times of drought? Your spiritual life, your personal life, your family life. You get thirsty when there's a drought. Why was this deer thirsty? Maybe this deer was being pursued. Maybe the hunters had unleashed the hounds. Have you ever felt you were being pursued? Pursued by temptation? Pursued by the enemy? Pursued by problems? Pursued by bill collectors? You ever felt like you've been pursued? That'll make you thirsty. Why was this deer thirsty? Maybe it was on a journey, migration or otherwise. I'm telling you, just the journey of life can make us thirsty. But you know, you can put all of those extemporaneous reasons aside, and that deer could have been thirsty simply because that's what happens when you live. Just living, you get thirsty. I get thirsty when I go out and work in the hot sun. But I could just have a normal day and I get thirsty. Amen. We could just live life and be thirsty. I want you to know thirst is a need. Look at verse 2. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. I'm telling you, our thirst is not for religion. Our thirst is not for some kind of ritual. Amen. Our thirst is for the living God. Amen. Men don't really thirst after idols. They thirst after the living God. Could I say we have need of the living God? Amen. I thirst for God, for the living God. Then he says, when shall I come and appear before God? That literally means, when can I get to the temple again? When can I get to church again and get in the presence of God? I know we have folks that feel like that, and I'm thankful for it. But when you get thirsty for God, that'll be your desire. You'll be saying, how long is it till the next service? When can I get in the prayer room again? When can I get into a service like we're having on a Sunday night? Amen. That's what the psalmist said. He, in other words, could have said, I know my soul is thirsty because I'm desiring to enter the house of God and to experience his presence. Hallelujah. And then I want to take note tonight that thirst is not only a need, thirst is natural. He said, my soul thirsteth for God. I want to tell you, souls thirst. That's what they do, just like bodies thirst. Souls naturally thirst. Amen. I know many times we preach about hungering after and thirsting after God as a choice, and there is some choosing in there. But whether we choose to thirst for God or not, does it change the fact that our souls are naturally thirsty for God? Just because a person doesn't recognize it doesn't mean his soul isn't thirsting to death for God. Amen. It's a sad thing, but I've seen medical cases where I've been there when the doctor said, your problem is you're dehydrated. You are thirsting to death, but because of the disease the person had, they didn't even realize they were thirsty. And the doctor would say, because of the disease, their mind's not even telling them they're thirsty, but in fact, their bodies are highly dehydrated and they're thirsting to death. I'm telling you, just because someone has the disease of sin and all this other thing and don't realize that they're thirsty doesn't mean that their soul is crying out and desperately needing God. Even your lost loved ones, they may not claim any spiritual thirst, but that doesn't change the fact that soul thirst is the natural activity of the soul. It thirsts for God. Amen. I want you to notice, we talk about this being natural. We have this in the psalm from someone who knew God. This isn't a reprobate sinner saying, my soul's thirsty for God. This is someone that knew God. This was a man of God. This was someone that had been anointed by God, used of God. And yet the man of God says, my soul thirsts for you. Amen. He's thirsty. It's not just sinners that get thirsty for God. God's people get thirsty. People that are living right get thirsty. People that's doing their best to worship and follow him, they get thirsty. This is the man of God that says, my soul thirsts for thee. Amen. He didn't thirst because he didn't know God. He thirsts because he did. Glory to God. You see, the world doesn't know that they're thirsting and what they're missing. But if you've ever tasted of the Lord, you have even more cause to thirst for him. Oh, Lord, we need you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 5, it's natural. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? When I first read this the other day, I wrote right down there in the margin of my Bible, the disquietness of our souls is our thirst for God. Think about that. Our souls get disquieted. They get in turmoil. We get upset. And someone will say, well, you need to thirst after God because you're upset. Your upsetness is your thirst for God. Your restlessness is your thirst for God. The disquietness of your soul is your thirst for God. I'd say to the unbeliever, the restlessness of your soul is your thirst for God. And then thirst is noticeable. Look at verse 3. First of all, the man himself notices. He says, my tears have been my meat day and night. That's a little hard to understand. It doesn't mean he ate his tears. He meant, you know, on a normal day, you'd eat three meals a day. That's what you do on a normal day. But he's so consumed with his grief and his need for God that he skips his meals. He can't even think about eating because he's filled with this obsession of his need for God. And he weeps and he cries. But notice how thirst is noticeable. While they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Even those around the man of God recognize that this man needed him. And God didn't seem to be around. And God didn't seem to be anywhere in sight. The observers around this psalmist, they could even tell that it appeared that God had absent himself from this man's life and that this man desperately needed the Lord. I want to tell you, there's sometimes when other people recognize folks' need before they recognize it themselves. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. How about a parenthetical thought? Would that be all right? Talking about thirst in the Lord. I wrote down the wonderful thing in desiring God is to realize that he is also desiring us. Hallelujah. Amen. The wonderful thing is in desiring his fellowship, we discover he's been desiring our fellowship. When we've been desiring to feel his love, we realize he's been desiring to have our love. Amen. When we've been desiring to enter into his presence, we discover that he's been desiring, amen, to have us, amen, with him in his presence. And then thirst is a bit nostalgia. Look in verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. In other words, I'm so consumed with my need from God, my heart just melts and it just runs out of me, leaving me strengthless and empty and weak. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with multitude that kept holy day. This is kind of a double-sided statement here. What's the psalmist saying? He's both looking to the past, and because of that, he's looking to the future. What he's saying is, the reason I'm so upset is because I know what it's like to go to the temple and to praise God. I've went there on a holy day. I've been there with the multitude when we have sang the hymns of praise, when we've lifted up our voices with joy. I've been there now. I know what a joyful thing it is to be in the presence of God. I'm stuck out of here in this wilderness now, but I remember the times I have spent in his house and in his presence. And because I remember those times in the past, I have a thirst in my heart to experience him again. I've got a thirst in my heart to get back to the temple, back to his presence, back to the praise, back to the joy. I'm telling you, part of our thirst is just to begin to remember the times past we've been in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Do you remember? And I know some people get discouraged with this, and some folks just discourage folks with it. But it is a valid thing. Sometimes we need to remember when we used to. It will give us thirst to today. Amen. And then last of all, thirst is not forever. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Verse 5, why art thou disquieting me? Hope thou in God. I want to tell you, however discouraged you are, disquieted you are, however distant God may be, hope in God. Don't look for help outside of God. Don't look for satisfaction of soul anywhere outside of God. Amen. When I first read that over there in the prayer room, I wrote down, even when my soul is not satisfied, I will never entertain that my soul can be satisfied by any other thing other than God. Even when my soul's not satisfied, I never entertain that my soul could possibly be satisfied by anything else other than God. I will hope in God. I've got needs, but I'm looking to God to meet them. I have an emptiness in my heart, but I'm looking to God to fill it. I have a pain in my life, but I'm looking to God to heal it. I refuse to look to any other quarter. I refuse to go to any other source. I found my help in him one time. I'll find my help in him this time. I'm going to hope in God. And then he said, "For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Amen. Thirst is not forever. "You shall seek me and shall find me when you shall seek for me with all your heart." Your soul may be thirsty tonight, but I'm telling you, if you'll hope in God, there's going to be a day when you'll be drinking at the springs of living water. You'll be drawing from the wells of salvation with joy. Hallelujah. How many believes what I'm telling you? You will yet. I know things are bad tonight, but if you'll keep hoping in God, keep thirsting after God, there's going to be a time when you're going to praise Him for the help of His presence. Oh, hallelujah. I wanted to end on a practical note and say, when we do thirst for God, there's no better way to thirst for God and to have that satisfied than your daily personal times with the Lord. Thank God for church. Thank God for revival services. But if you really want to thirst after God and be satisfied, develop a personal practice of spending daily time with the Lord. Amen. Young people, youth camp is good. Youth retreat's great. Grant City's good. Southern Ohio, amen, it's good. Church at Union Road's good. Sunday night, that's good. But if you really want to seek the Lord and really find the satisfaction of His presence, have a daily time with the Lord. Read your Bible every day. Pray. Get alone. Get outside of the activity and find a place of solitude and spend time in the presence of the Lord. And the times in which we live, we need that more than ever. We need to be called as a people to renew our personal time with the Lord. Let your soul do its natural thing of thirsting after God. And in those times, you'll find that He will meet your need. Hallelujah. Would you come, music? I'll stop right there tonight. Amen. I'm going to read some of this just one more time. But again, I've told you probably several times during the years, but I learned how to pray from Hannah when she was real young. Just started talking, and she's always been an expressive individual. She's like my wife. She's not deadpan like me, but she can be expressive. And we were praying with her one night, either family devotions or before she went to bed, and she got to interceding. And all she was saying is, "Oh, Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need Jesus. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Jesus, I need you." I know she was young, but that's the language of a thirsty soul. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised what would happen tonight if you just come to God and say, "Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need you." And the fact of the matter is, you do need Him, and I do too. He's what our soul has need of. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Would you stand? Hallelujah. Are you thirsty tonight? You may even be here and not a Christian, not born again. Your soul is thirsting for God. That's why you're having so much trouble in your life. Restlessness, disquietness. It's the thirst of your soul for God. But if you're here and you serve God for 50 years, whether you recognize it or not, your soul's still thirsty for God. Don't dry up. Don't try to feed it, satisfy it by something else. It'll never satisfy. Only Jesus can satisfy. Amen. If you're thirsty tonight, or if you want to thirst after God, if we don't have to be like the psalmist and say, "Well, I can't get to the house of God. I can't get to His presence." Tonight, we're here and we can get to His presence. If you're thirsty, come fill these altars and spend some time focusing your mind on God and seeking God and telling God that you need Him. And if you're an unbeliever tonight, why don't you just come and just pray Hannah's prayer. "I need you. I need you. Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need you." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's come and seek the Lord. Focus on Him. Amen. You're going to yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Hope in God. Don't turn to any other source. Don't turn to any other quarter. Hope in God. Amen. And you'll yet praise Him for the help of His countenance.